And we're back. This is Digital Dave and
Magneto Mel.
I gotta look at her, give her a little cue.
Well, yeah, I never know if you're gonna go ahead and go with it or throw
Nobody
it over
does.
To me.
I like to keep it mysterious. So when those guys come on and, you know, you always hear like United 37 Heavy, are they like, this is Air Force Gigundo? You wonder.
Daredevil, though, we don't get them too often. That'd be more Danny's.
They all look the same to me on the radar scope.
Yep,
just green a little green dot.
You probably have to clear a lot more. They get a couple of airways and a few blocks of altitude just to bring that one through.
172 and the C5 look the same to me. Radar scope.
It's a good thing I'm not a controller because I'd be banging on the screen going, "Hey, wake up over there!"
Well, that's the thing you were saying that you know it's hard to believe that the person that's bringing you in on approach or whatever has
on the approach. Yeah,
no idea. You know what you look like.
Right. I think I should, like, well, that's the next great transponder. It'll automatically link to our MySpace page. And if they don't like us, they could send us back out in the ocean. That's mode Q or something, right?
Yeah. There you go.
I think we better work on that proposal.
There you go.
That's why I'm in radio.
Talk you to think Tom. The lays are bad now, though, huh?
Yeah. Hey, get a look at this guy.
You might not want that.
Yeah. I'd put Harrison Ford's picture on there.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not dumb.
I thought we were talking about the airplanes and what the airplanes look like.
What do the airplanes look like?
Apparently just little green bars.
Little green dots, you know.
Got a transponder, a bunch of numbers. It's cool.
I got to go see that sometime.
Have you been to a facility?
I was at the Philadelphia International Tower one night as a student pilot. We got to spend the night down there. And
you spent the night at the
Well, a few hours.
Oh, I see.
And we were in the TRACON, which was a couple floors below, and that's like you said, a bunch of like these guys that go, "Oh my god, the light of day." And little green dots on round things. But what
with
was
some numbers attached.
Yeah, what was amazing is that to go up in that tower and watch them. Now, I happen to live at the 30-mile ring of the airspace right on one of the major approach routes. So I watch them come over, and I see them click the landing lights on all the time. And occasionally they racetrack them over my house. There's a holding intersection out there. But to be in the tower and watch it, that was cool.
Yeah, that's a different kind of controlling, I think.
Well, the one guy that amazed me is we have, you know, four runways, two sets of parallels, but they're 90 degrees to each other. The tower sort of sits in the crotch of the two runways. And they had a guy coming in with a little turboprop commuter, 30, 40, 50 seat, I don't even remember. But he was set up for like a 1-7 approach. And as he was just approaching the threshold of the runway, they asked him if he could deviate 90 degrees to the other runway. And he said, sure. And I watched him just make this turn, go right around the tower and land. I'm like, whoa, that was cool. It's like, I don't think the passengers thought so, but it looked great from the tower. But anyway, that has nothing to do with airspace, does it?
It's a good story.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good story.
That was my only one.
There was a tower in the story, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, guys, can I get a shameless plug in here while we're still on?
Sure.
Okay. If we've anybody out there that we've reached and you got a question, you haven't had a chance to call in or anything, we do have a booth just southwest of the tower, National Air Traffic Controllers Association. We're by the police car with a flashing light, so you can't hardly miss us.
Is that for your protection?
Right,
or?
It seems to work real well. We have a police escort in there all the time. So,
I believe it.
If you got a question and we haven't been able to connect, please come by there. We also have a pavilion this year, and we have numerous topics going on there. We'll have a schedule at our booth and various places around Oshkosh here. They'll fill you in on what's being talked about and where it will be. So please come by and talk with us, and we'll be happy to answer your questions, or if best we can. We've got Don Brownhill still here. He's our resident expert, so.
He's a good guy.
He'll try to deny that, but
he enjoys talking, too.
He does.
Yeah. And he's unfettered by the commercial constraints of having to still work.
Yes.
How long have you been coming to Oshkosh?
Oh, since the late 80s.
Wow. So you're a veteran.
Yes.
And Danny?
This is my first year.
That was the case.
Yes.
What do you think?
It's great. I really wish I could spend more time. Unfortunately, it'll just be till tomorrow. But
are you a certifiable airplane nut?
Yes, borderline. Yes, I'm not a pilot, but yes, I love aviation. Loved it since I was a little girl, and always wanted to do something. So I'm very happy to be here and be a controller. And if I may continue on what Bob was talking about, we also have a in September 10th through the 12th, we have a Communicating for Safety conference. It's in Atlanta for anybody that would like to who would like to attend. It's 3 days, and like I said, in Atlanta, safety.natca.net, and then you go for Communicating for Safety, and it is a lot of controllers, and we like to invite pilots to come out to our conference. We do have interesting panels, human factors in aviation, safety reporting.
That's her purview.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, like I said, panels on that. We have industry leaders. We will have Bruce Landsberg and Phil Boyer attending, as well as the ALPA president, Captain John Prater. So it's a big mix of pilots, controllers, general aviation, commercial pilots, and it's just hopefully discussing safety issues.
And so you're going to offer tips, that things that we can do to guarantee that we get our message across more efficiently?
We could. I mean, we can have all kinds. We do have, you know, time for everyone to chat around and give suggestions. You know, we welcome suggestions from pilots when they say, you know, we don't understand when you say this. What do you mean? I do believe we need to open up more lines of communications between pilots and controllers, and I don't think there's enough of that. And our Communicating for Seminar
so
is a way to
start. Get over the us-them mentality.
Exactly.
We need to be a we for safety and aviation as a whole. So come by and visit us. Go check out our website. And if they're in the Atlanta area, come join our seminar.
Please do.
Okay. I would love to. Were you surprised as a first-time Oshkosh visitor to find that all the airplanes aren't little green things?
Well, see, I live about 8 miles off of Fort Lauderdale's final, so I can sit on my front porch and watch all the planes on final and on both runways. So I do, and I am an aviation nut, so I do go to Fort Lauderdale International. They have an aircraft viewing area. I take my kids there. We tailgate. We have lunch. We watch the airplanes.
Wow, that sounds like an old-fashioned airport.
Huh?
That sounds like an old-fashioned airport.
I hope they don't close that soon, but I do all that. I watch the airplanes. It's... You know, I studied aviation, so I'm not just...
The part that annoys everybody else is you're like, okay, United 37, turn left, heading for as they're leaving, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm watching, and I'm like, oh, look at that, and oh, pretty colors.
Screwed it up.
Yeah.
So you have a scanner with you, I'm sure, when you go.
No, because they actually have a speaker from local control. So you can sit there and
listen.
Sounds
like a really nice airport.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool area. So I do hang out. I take my kids and, you know, make sure they're trained right from when they're little into aviation.
Any desire to get rated yourself as a pilot?
Maybe someday. When I started, considered it, ATC came along, and I thought that
it
was going to be kind of cool.
It paid a whole lot better.
Right. Well, no, actually, it was going to be quicker to get checked out as a controller than eventually get all my ratings. So I said, well, I'll just go that way for now and see how far I can, you know, see if I can make it as an air traffic controller.
And then someone said something about only having 11 years left?
And then something about, you know, only, you know, a few years before I'm 50, I can retire. So I was like, ouch, twist my arm. And I don't know. I do like flying and, you know, so I don't know. Maybe someday I'll get my pilot's license. But right now,
I think you should. You need to be on the other side of the mic.
Oh, I do. I feel very comfortable with what pilots have to do in the cockpit. And when I train our new trainees and everything, you know, a lot of the times they're like, well, why aren't they listening? I say, look, they have a lot of things to do in the cockpit. You just gave them a reroute. You got to stop and, you know, now, you know, is it one pilot or is it two in there? You know, are they looking it up in a map? So, you know, there's a lot of things that since I have had the chance to fly in the cockpits that I do train the new trainees on a lot of those things.
And
you know,
likewise, hands. I've got, having listened to controllers over the past year and everything going on internally, I've got a new appreciation for when you all fall silent. You're not really silent.
We're just talking to somebody else.
Somebody else in another sector or offline or whatever the case may be. So,
Hold that thought. We're going to take another quick little break. It's 9:58. This is Digital Dave.
And Magneto Mel, and we've been talking with Bob Knowles and Danny A.B. with Air Traffic Control.
Right, and this is EAA Radio.